Well, this is the Time Travel Musical Bazaar podcast on WFMU, and what you've just heard is the last section of one very long mix that has formed the basis of the five shows preceding this one, this is number six, the sixth show of the 3 hour mix here on the Time Travel Musical Bazaar. So we're not going to tell you any records because we've already said them, because we didn't know quite where the records that we used were. It was quite an intense, quite a long late night mix, way past bedtime. What time is usually bedtime for you, travelling mongoose, being a travelling man?
Ooh, it depends on what night it is, but usually between 10 and 12, unless I'm going out to a party, and then it can be all night. I won't sleep at all, and then I'll sleep the whole day, the day after.
Would you say you have a pretty regular sleeping pattern?
Yes.
In general?
Probably about midnight.
About midnight. Midnight's good, isn't it? Midnight's about right, I think.
Yeah, midnight is good.
It feels like, to me, midnight's good. 1 o'clock's okay. Any time past two, though, is a bit less respectable for a successfully lived day. The day after.
Yes.
The real cut-off is sort of half past two. And then when you realise it's getting on for 3 o'clock,
you know
you're in trouble. That isn't going to be a fully lived day afterwards. No. It's going to be an uncomfortable day, feeling slightly sweaty, worn out, run down, perhaps a little morose.
Yeah. It can be quite nice, though, if you do nothing.
Yeah, if it's one of those
things. You go down to the beach, just sit on the beach all day long.
Maybe sleep a bit more.
Sleep a little bit more on the beach, yeah.
What I do find is...
An ice cream? Yeah.
Now, this is a case in point, because I'm not overly fond of ice cream, but what I was going to suggest would be the perfect accompaniment to a very tired day, spent preferably alone on the beach, is a few beers. Because it can be fantastic if you're very, very tired and you've got a full day to do nothing, just to drink a few beers, which then knocks you back into this very deep sleep. And then the tide comes in, you float away on the water and land on a small desert island where Pepe Jaramillo welcomes you, saying, "Come on, come on, come to the sand. Come to the sand." And then you spend the rest of your life surrounded by hula girls to a soundtrack of Latin brass, and you live out your days there.
Fantastic.
That's what happens.
I love it.
So stay up past half past two tonight, and you may find that may be the way your day. That might be your day tomorrow.
Yes.
And you can phone me up. I'm with Pepe again, getting bummed.
It might be the rest of my life.
That would be fantastic. What, getting bummed for the rest of your life by Pepe Jaramillo?
On a desert island with loads of hula girls. And I get bummed by Pepe Jaramillo.
Yes.
No.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree.
Yes.
Okay. This is the Pepe Jaramillo Musical Bazaar.
With Pepe Jaramillo.
And Pepe Jaramillo. On WFMU. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
How do you say goodbye in Spanish?